Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
We are joined now by Brian Howell, the Boulder Daily Camera. And Brian, before we get to football, KJ Simpson going into the draft, not, I guess, maybe as much a surprise hiring an agent, but I'm sure they wanted him to exhaust his eligibility, considering that they are headed into the Big 12 and could certainly use a player of his caliber next season.
Yeah, no question. You know, he's truly one of the best players to come through CU, especially in the last couple of decades, and certainly under. He's a top five player that's come through there, and that's saying something, because although Colorado's not that blue blood program, there's guys that are still playing in the NBA that played for Tad Boyle. So to say that about KJ Simpson is pretty big. And yeah, they would have loved for him to come back. I was a little surprised that he announced he's hiring an agent. I thought he would maybe just go through that pre-draft process and then go from there. But hiring an agent, certainly a changing of the guard a little bit for CU.
All right, Brian, it is year two for Deion Sanders at Colorado, and year one started off with a bang and ended with a bit of a whimper because they just were not deep on the lines at all and had to get better at a lot of positions. So far, what is your take from what they've added, and will that be good news for Shedeur Sanders in particular, who got so beat up towards the end of last year?
Yeah, the changes they've made have been, on offense especially, have been geared towards the quarterback. And, that's what you do with a generational quarterback, and that's what he is at Colorado. And, whether it's the coach's son or not, that's kind of what you do for a player of that caliber. And, they went out and they've got, I think it's six transfer linemen total, plus they got Jordan Seaton, who was the number one offensive line recruit in the country. And I also think that Pat Shurmur, as offensive coordinator, helps Shador because he's going to have, you know, more of that NFL mentality with the offense and, you know, running the ball, pass pro, things like that. So they're going to do a lot of things to try to protect Shador and make sure that they're utilizing all the skill players around him as well.
What do you think the running game will look like this year with Alton McCaskill, with Edwards, with all those guys, like, being like there at full force for them?
Well, I think first and foremost is I think they're going to commit to it more than they did last year. And that wouldn't be hard because they didn't really commit to it. You know, a lot of their running, even the running back coach this week talked to us and said, you know, last year he goes, I'm not sure there were very many runs at all that we were just straight, this is a run play, because so many of their runs were RPOs. And, you know, what we were told this week is a lot of it's going to be more straight up run plays. And I think just committing to it makes it a better run game. And, you know, that's what linemen love to do is run block. They like that more than pass blocking. And I think that's going to help the offensive line and give them that mentality of maybe going out there and, you know, pushing the people around and opening the holes. But I think Alton McCaskill being healthy, you know, fans down that area, they saw him at Houston 2 years ago. He's a really good player. Michael Welch is a true freshman that's been here this spring that looks really good. So, you know, Dylan Edwards obviously is very talented. So they've got some talented backs back there if they can just block one.
Brian, Deion Sanders made a comment a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, about how he's not going to do home visits and he's not going to really focus on his out-of-town high school recruiting. Do you feel he's not using all the weapons in his arsenal if he does that?
No. I you know, to me, for him, the home visits, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I mean, I think that, especially with the recruits I've talked to, you know, they're excited about playing for Deion Sanders. And I think that, honestly, the fact that he's got a gold jacket, and he does lean on that, but I think that's real. And I think that, you know, when you've got a staff member that's, you know, doing that visit for you and they get on the phone or FaceTime and hand the phone to that recruit and say, hey, here's Deion Sanders on FaceTime. That means as much as a home visit would for, you know, a regular coach. So I think that's a big deal. These guys love it if they can even get on FaceTime with him.
Have you seen – what is the biggest shift in the way that, like, maybe he's learned different things or adapted in year two, the way he's – presenting this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and he actually said it before last year, that he, you know, obviously because he played receiver, played DB, at his introductory press conference a year and a half ago, he said he builds from the outside in, which is very different. You always hear coaches say they want to build from the inside out, which means they start building from the lines and then get the skill guys. Well, he got all the skill guys first. And so what the difference is that their focus this year has been on the inside and getting guys in the trenches, offensive line, defensive line. They still need probably some linebacker help, but I think that's the biggest thing is, and I wouldn't say it's something that he learned, but that was just kind of the plan all along. And, you know, I think that maybe he thought they had more in the trenches last year than they did, but it was certainly an emphasis this offseason.
What do you expect this team, Big 12 year one, in the what's fair for the fans to expect with this? Is a clean this? They should just call this the clean slate conference because nobody's really come in here able to brag about what you've done before, because this is as completely new as a conference could really be.
Yeah. You know, and you know, Colorado's probably got as many Big 12 championship game appearances as anybody else. But they were a long time ago. But for this Colorado team, I think the expectation is, they're not going to be an easy out. I mean, I don't think they're going to – I don't see them winning the Big 12. I think that they're going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat. I think they win 7-8 games. And if they're 7-5, 8-4, that's a really good season for them. You know, 2 years removed from 1-11. And, you know, it's not going to match the expectations that everybody has for Deion Sanders. But if it was any other coach and they're 2 years removed from that bad season in 2022 and they go 8-4, that's really impressive. And I think that's what you can kind of expect, is that they're going to be a tough team. And, you know, they're going to be a team that's not easy to beat.
Do you think he will have as much me versus the world stuff this year?
I think it depends week to week. You know, yeah. Some of that last year was, came about by what other coaches would do, and, some of it was some of the things that Nebraska would, said, they would latch on to maybe one thing that they heard come out of Nebraska, and now it's personal. You know, there was one thing, the CSU thing last year wasn't going to be like that at all until Jay Norvell, the head coach, made a comment in his coach's show like 2 days before the game. So then it became an us against you type of thing. So I think a lot of it depends on what comes out of these other teams. You know, are they going to do those things? Because we didn't see a lot of that in the second half of last season because there wasn't that stuff coming out of the other camps. So it depends. I think it's hard to tell right now what that's going to be like.
Do you think that Shedeur Sanders would have been a first-round draft pick had he left this year?
Yeah, I do. He's that talented, and I think that his upside is huge. And I think, obviously, it's a pretty good quarterback class, but I do think that he would have been up there. And, to me, if he had the same tools around him that Michael Penix and Bo Nix had, he would have put up the same numbers, if not better, and, been looked at as, a top five or top 10 pick. And so I think that sometimes the tools around you matter. What he did with what he didn't have around him last year, I thought was really impressive.
How much of a two-way player is Travis Hunter, and what will be his last year in college?
Very much. I mean, he's their best receiver. He's their best corner. And it's interesting then that, he was playing, outside corner. He's always played outside. Well, this year they're now moving him to the slot, and so he's even more versatile. So he can move around quite a bit, but he's going to play a lot of offense. He's going to play a lot of defense.
Brian Howell, Boulder Daily Camera, with us here on 365 Sports. Brian, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Right, thank you. There's Brian Howell.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.